It was a really tough game that they got a man down, and quite often when you get a player sent off, particularly the captain, it galvanises the team, and they certainly were galvanising the second half, but we hung on in there, and credit to the players, when we got the opportunity, we clawed back a 10-point deficit, and you know, we sneaked to win.
Is that their decision on the pitch to go for the drop?
Well, it's a fly half, really, to be honest with you. We'd hit ruck after ruck and he was in a perfect position. And that was his first drop goal of the season. So it came at a very opportune time.
It is risky at the end, isn't it? Because you're giving possession back if it doesn't occur.
If he'd have missed it, that'd have been game over. So we were 2 points behind and that three nudges in front and we held on. Even though they did have another chance, we defended well and saw the game out.
All right, that's great confidence boost, isn't it, for this weekend? Another toughie. They're all tough now, aren't they, as you get the running?
We've got the next 3 weeks. We've got the two of the top four sides, and I think Rosslyn Park have a very good chance of finishing second, and we've got Ealing, the leaders, the week after, and the week after that with Macclesfield, who are fighting to stay in the division. So from a double championship contenders this week and then a relegation contender the following week, it really is a really hard couple of weeks that we've got in store for us.
We've talked over the season about some complications about your selections, sometimes from injuries, sometimes for people can't be here, and a little bit of success elsewhere has cost you a player this week, hasn't it?
Yeah, Johnny Rodham teaches at Kirkham Grammar School, and his team, the under-15s, have got through to the National Daily Mail semi-final, which is against a Newcastle team, so he's got to go and play that semi on Saturday. And if they win that, they're at Twickenham, which is a great experience for them. Obviously, costs us his experience and his playing ability, but by the same token, you always want local success. And for a school like Kirkham, it'll be great if they can get through to a Twickenham final.
How's this pitch holding up?
Pitch has had its moments over the last few weeks, but there's been a sort of a drier spell, a quite windy spell, and that has done it a power of good. So touch wood, unless there's a monsoon between now and Saturday, it'll be all right.
We were talking not long ago about this rack of games you had, no let up at all till the end of the season, and you've chipped away at them, and I don't think you've done that bad at them, really, have you?
We're not doing so bad. I mean, people say the Cambridge game was one that we should have won, given that they're at the bottom of the table, but there were a lot of, I won't bore you with it, but there was a lot of circumstances surrounding that, and we got 2 points. Probably a good way. We're chipping away at things. We've had our trouble with injuries, with, as I say, inability to train. That's been a major factor. But, as I say, we've got this big challenge on Saturday with Rosslyn Park. So we've just got to put what we can in on the training pitch this week and hope for a good performance Saturday.
We always like your view, of course, another Six Nations weekend.
Well, I can't see anything other than England beating Italy, even though they got the captain back. They've changed their minds on that ban, which tees up, you would expect, a Grand Slam opportunity for England next, the weekend after, against Wales in Cardiff. I think England will obviously, in their own minds, be focusing on Saturday with Italy, but really, it's England's to lose against Italy. And then you would hope that England could go to Cardiff and win. So it's looking good for Stuart Lancaster. I mean, the interesting one, he's got two pairs of brothers potentially going to be playing, which is the first time that's happened since, I think, 1900s. So he's got he's rejuvenated the England squad, and it seems to be paying dividends for him, so fair play.
International rugby from that view, looking at the Six Nations in good health this year?
Yeah, I think there's been some exciting games. It would probably been better for the competition if France had beaten Italy, to be fair, then there'd have been more pressure. The championship is basically England's now. I think Wales are struggling. I mean, if one of the interesting ones, if you look at Swansea, won the what I always call the League Cup, and I think there's a lot of fans going towards soccer in Wales, and Welsh club rugby is actually dying a very slow death at the minute. So it'll be interesting to see what happens in the next 10 years if, you know, they can sustain the amount of provincial sides they have. If you look at Scotland, they've reduced to 2. Maybe Wales will have to do the same. Ireland seem to be sort of on the wane. So England may well be in the ascendancy.